taking their place in a long true line of everyday Americans,
helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors and have a few good friends. Every day you are everyday Americans.
Hello there, everyday Americans, and welcome to the Constitution Study. This is where we read and study the Constitution, teach rising generation to be free. I'm glad you could join me. You know, I look at the news today, I look at society today, I look at America today, and I'm reminded of a Charles Dickens quote. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was the epoch of belief, it was the epoch of incredulity. It was the season of light, it was the season of darkness. It was the spring of hope, it was the winter of despair. We had everything before us, we had nothing before us. We were all going direct to heaven, we were all going direct the other way. In short, the period was far like the present period, that some of its noisiest authorities insisted on its being received for good or for evil is the superlative degree of comparison only. See, that line from A Tale of Two Cities really makes me think of society today. We have gone absolutely bonkers, absolutely crazy. Society in America today has gone full Jekyll and Hyde. This idea of two polar opposites in the same location, whether it's the best of times versus worst of times of Dickens, or the idea of your who you are and this inner beast you have inside of you. America has become a divided nation. I don't just mean divided politically. We've been divided politically for quite a while. There were divides going all the way back to 1800. But no, they've gotten worse. Yes, we were a divided America when we segregated ourselves based on race, on color. When your future, your abilities, what you could do is determined not by your skill or your abilities or your willingness to work, but simply by the color of your skin. And it's sad that America is actually returning to this idea that you are segregated based on the color of your skin. But that's not what I want to talk about today. No, what I want to talk about today is much, much, much more insidious and evil. And sadly, far too many Americans seem to be joining in. See, as William Pitt the Younger once said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. And we have used necessity to literally bifurcate America. Not based on racial lines, not based on geographic lines, not even based so much on political lines, but on ideological lines. The specific ideology is vaccinations, specifically the COVID vaccination. Now, there are people who are willing to take the COVID experiment. It's not properly called a vaccine. It's a biologic, but we'll use, we'll be a little lax in how we let people refer to things. And there are people who are dead set against taking it for whatever reasons. Some have religious objections, some have medical objections, some have moral objections, some just don't like being told what to do. But whatever the reason, we have two groups of people, some that are vaccinated, some that are unvaccinated. Now, in a sane world, in a sane society, in a country that believed in freedom and liberty, each side would allow the other to live, to be free, to recognize that although I disagree with you, I will defend to the death your right to do it. But no, that's not the country we live in today. Now, there are many on the side of the not accepting mandatory vaccinations who are willing to allow those who want to be vaccinated to do so. I have yet to hear anybody claim you should be denied the opportunity to get vaccinated. Doesn't exist, doesn't happen. The other side, however, is not nearly so enlightened, not nearly so free-minded, not nearly so liberal. They are totalitarian tyrants. You must get vaccinated because I say so, or because my master says so. Now, this isn't simply, I'm not simply talking about the nonsense coming out of President Biden's mouth, right? The man has proven himself to be a bumbling buffoon. He makes grandiose statements. He thinks he's a king, and he acts like that. So, you know, I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the cities and states that have instituted all sorts of mandates. Forget the law, forget the Constitution, forget freedom, forget liberty. They claim the power to mandate other people follow their lead. I'm not even talking about them. No, I'm not talking about the schools, the universities, the businesses that are requiring vaccinations for employees or for students or for members. I'm not even talking about them, though I'm getting closer. No, I'm talking about the people that not only demand that other people be vaccinated, but that literally treat them as second-class citizens, as less than human. I was listening to a snippet of an interview the other day, and one of the people on the panel asked, are you a good citizen? Are you vaccinated? As if vaccination and citizenship have anything to do with each other. That rhetoric is dangerous, but that rhetoric comes out of the mouth of a fool. It's a talking head on a TV program. I really don't care what they say. They only prove their stupidity when they open their mouths. But no, it's worse than that. So I came across this article, actually been several articles, and I'm sure you've at least heard about the story. But I look at this as I watch what is good and wholesome and liberty-minded in America die. It's just slowly gasping for breath as it is being smothered, not by foreign nations, not even by our own government, although it's trying. No, it's being smothered by us, by the citizens of the United States, by our organizations, our institutions, the businesses we support, the societal institutions that we have placed our hope in are placing the pillow over the face of freedom and liberty in America. Santayana said, "Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it." We are repeating an evil history in America, and we're repeating an evil history from Nazi Germany. I know claiming things are Nazi is just, but it's true. We are creating a second class of people. People for whom, if they die, then let them die. Haven't you seen the Twitter rants or seen the calls on social media? When some celebrity who decided not to get vaccinated, or some notable person decided not to get vaccinated and gets COVID, and people wish them dead? How can you look at that and not say civility, freedom, liberty, and America are dying? You know, we've been around for, 245 years? That's a pretty good run. Most countries don't last that long. Most constitutions don't last more than, 30 or so years. Ours has been around well over 200. I'm wondering, is it time? Has America reached its end? I don't wish it to reach its end, but I'm sorry. When I see a hospital, a health system, refuse to treat a patient because the patient is not vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not a disagreement. That's not that goes beyond simply saying, I disagree with you. That goes beyond saying, you should be punished. That's right up there with saying, if you don't comply, we'll let you die. Now, the story I first saw this came out of Fox News. It came out of a station, I believe, in Colorado. It says, a Colorado woman with stage 5 renal failure is scrambling to find a new hospital to perform a kidney transplant after a health system in the state denied the transplant due to her and her donor being unvaccinated against the coronavirus. Now, I want you to stop and think about that for a second. You have a woman with stage 5 renal failure. Her kidneys are shot. They do not work. And she's being denied life-saving treatment because she's unvaccinated? Jamie Foner said, here I am, willing to be a direct donor to her. It does not affect any other patient on the transplant list. She says, how can I sit here and allow them to murder my friend when I've got a perfectly good kidney and can save her life? Liani Lutali, sorry, I'm mispronouncing that name, said she received a letter from the Colorado Health System, UC Health, at the end of September, explaining that she and Forner have 30 days to begin the vaccine process. They would be removed from the kidney transplant list if they refused the shots. Now, I've railed against colleges and universities that are requiring vaccines. I've railed against businesses, and I've suggested you not do business with any business that would require an experimental shot in order to work there. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is on an entirely different level. This is a medical system refusing treatment for political reasons. This is not a medical question. I'm sorry. This is not a medical question. There are sufficient medical studies, control group studies, blind studies that look at the data and say the vaccine doesn't stop the spread. So I'm trying to figure out what the hospital's issue is. You have a patient, you have a donor. Have they tested positive for COVID? Would letting them in the door spread disease everywhere? Lutali said, I'll sign a medical waiver. I have to sign a waiver anyway for the transplant itself, releasing them from anything that could possibly go wrong. It's surgery. It's invasive. I sign a waiver for my life. I'm not sure why I can't sign a waiver for the COVID shot. I can't see why either. If someone out there is a medical doctor and can explain to me why a vaccination that basically decreases the symptoms for a respiratory virus should be required in order to undergo surgery or even a transplant, I'd like to know why. I'd like someone to explain that to me. Now, according to the story in August, Lutali said the hospital told her the vaccine would not be a prerequisite to the surgery. Now it is. She said that at the end of August, they confirmed that there was no COVID shot needed at that time. Fast forward to September 28th, that's when I found out, Jamie learned, they have a policy around the COVID shot for both the donor and the recipient. Now, my mind goes to a lot of different places, most of them dark. But let's face it, Ms. Latani is being held hostage to a politically motivated vaccination program. This is not a medical decision. This is a politically motivated vaccination program. UC Health said it implemented the vaccine policy for the safety and health of its patients. Well, excuse me, you're going to let a patient die of kidney failure because they won't take a vaccine that will not prevent her from getting a respiratory infection. I'm trying to figure out the logic here. I can see no redeemable position for this. Now, for transplant patients who contract COVID, studies show that the mortality rate can be as high as 20 to 30%. That puts them in an extreme risk. And I understand that, right? If you're going through a transplant, they have to suppress your immune system. I understand that. This is a person saying, I'm willing to waive you from liability if I get sick after the transplant. So there's no legal issue for UC Health. She has to sign a release anyway. Why can't she sign a release for the, COVID? She has to sign a release for the transplant. Why not for COVID? Now, the health system also notes that the patients have to require other vaccines, such as Hep B. Except hepatitis B is not only a fully FDA-approved vaccination, it has been around for many years with a long history of its safety and efficacy. Not so for COVID-19, which again proves this is not a medical decision, because any doctor that compares a Hep B vaccination with the experimental drugs for COVID-19 is a quack. A quack. So now you have this poor woman, you have this friend of hers who's willing to donate a kidney, and they have to go find a hospital to save this woman's life. Because UC Health is a political hatchet job. They are no longer, I'm sorry, I wouldn't get a checkup from UC Health. If I was having a heart attack, I don't know if I'd go to a UC Healthcare clinic or a hospital. It is that serious. UC Healthcare has branded these two people as unworthy of medical service because they will not comply with a political hatchet, a political demand. A political vaccine campaign. This is outrageous. This is medical malpractice that has not been seen since Nazi Germany. I know I'm not supposed to mention Nazi Germany, but if we will not listen to our history, if we will not learn from our history, we are repeating it because we will not learn. The very idea that a healthcare system, that any health professional would deny life-saving treatment for a political position is reprehensible. Is this not a form of attempted manslaughter? I mean, I'm not familiar with the background of UC Health. I believe it's associated with the University of Colorado, which is a state-run university. I don't know if it's private or not, but I'm sorry. This is beyond medical malpractice. The Hippocratic Oath says, I will do no harm or injustice to your patients. How can you honestly believe you are doing no harm or injustice to deny someone treatment when they're willing to take the risk? Well, we're afraid you might get COVID and die. I'll waive your responsibility. Doesn't matter. It also says, neither will I administer a poison to anybody when asked to do so, nor will I suggest such a course. But you're willing to let this woman's body poison itself because you won't give her the transplant she needs. When there is no risk to the hospital, no risk to the doctors, no risk to the other patients, into whatsoever houses I enter, I will enter to help the sick, and I'll abstain from all intentional wrongdoing and harm. But UC Health is doing wrong. It is doing harm by denying this woman treatment because of a political position. Now, if I carry out this oath and break it not, may I gain forever reputation among all men for my life and for my art. But if I break it and forswear myself, may the opposite befall me. UC Health, you have destroyed your reputation. To refer to yourself as a medical practice is a lie. It's a lie. You have violated the Hippocratic Oath. You've violated the basic tenets of human decency. For a, as I understand it, a not-for-profit hospital to deny service for political means is despicable in a level I can barely verbalize. I believe that there will be special places in hell reserved for people like this. Now, I pray, I fervently pray that this poor woman finds a doctor, not a medical hack or quack like the University of UC Health. No, no, no. A doctor, a healer, a person that will put their political preferences aside to help their patients. I pray she finds one in time. I also pray that regardless of the outcome, that this woman, her, the donor, her family, sue UC Health so badly they basically take ownership of it and turn it back into a medical system. This literally is one step away from forcing people to put badges on their shirts if they refuse to get vaccinated. If you will refuse medical treatment for political gains, you are evil. You are only one step away from Mengele. Mengele actually actively did harm. You are actively withholding treatment because you don't like the decisions this person has made, because they refuse to take a medical biologic that is untested, untried, experimental, to protect her from a disease she has normally would have a 98%+ chance of surviving. With her condition, though, it's probably degraded. And if she receives a transplant, yes, her chances of dying from COVID go up, but her chances of dying, period, go up. Transplants are dangerous things. I cannot voice the venom I feel, the hatred I feel for the people at UC Healthcare that are doing this, and for the people who work at UC Health and are as appalled by this malfeasance as I am. What are you doing to change it? How are you trying to fix this? How will you look this woman's family in the face if the organization you work for allows her to die because she will not follow political advice? This level of despicability I feel towards is unmentionable. If I had it within my power, I would sweep in today and take her out of this communist, fascist, evil system to a hospital that will care for her needs. I don't have that ability. I wish I did. But the question I have for the people of Colorado, how do you feel about the UC health system? How do you feel about it? What are you going to, you know, what is your position on the ability of a medical, not for profit, I don't know if it's part of the state or state funded. I don't know all of that. But are you willing to risk getting treatment? Yes, risk getting treatment from such a place. When I was a young man, where I worked, I was working outside where there's a possibility of getting injured. And I had a standing order that if I was injured on the job, there was one hospital I was not allowed to be taken to because of the quality of care in their emergency room. If I lived in Colorado, standing order, don't take me to UC Health. I cannot trust that they will care for me in a medically sound way because their leadership, their directors, someone there is not interested in medicine or caring for the sick. They're political. They're not even, it's worse than a hack. They are politically Machiavellian. And to the people of Colorado, I don't know how you tolerate it or how you could ever trust any treatment you would get from UC Health in any hospital, in any clinic, in any situation whatsoever. If you are no longer an American, if you're no longer a human because you won't take the vaccine, how evil has our society become? Now, before I head off to break, I do want you to check out Healthy Cell. They've changed the way vitamins work. They're designed to be absorbed and feed your body at the cellular level to boost your immune system, to help you sleep better, to help you focus. Forget the pills. It's a travel-ready gel pack. It's easy to use, and it's actually quite tasty. Now, I've been using the Immune Super Boost. Why? Because I travel and I meet people. And whether it's COVID or the flu or just the crud, I don't want to get sick. And the Immune Super Boost gives my body what it needs for my immune system to keep me healthy. And as an American Out Loud listener, you can try Immune Super Boost or any of Healthy Cell's products. Just go to healthycell.com/outloud. You will get 20% off your first order. And if you give it a try, I'm pretty sure you'll like it and you'll want more. So again, head to healthycell.com/outloud. Get 20% off your first order and live a healthier, happier life.
Well, my fellow Americans, how did you feel watching footage on the news of domestic terrorists looting our stores and burning our cities down? You were probably disgusted and angry as much as I was. It's disturbing what's going on. Well, you'd be shocked to know that your shopping habits are supporting these extremists. Companies like Amazon, Nike, Disney, FedEx, it's an endless list, and they've been supporting these radical groups. Let's stop supporting companies that fund these extremist groups. We can all do our part. Visit shoptotheright.com and you'll find businesses in a nationwide database and companies that are aligned with our American values. Visit shoptotheright.com and let's all make a difference.
You know, Healthy Cell is a terrific lineup of products. They have products that are pill-free, gel pack vitamins, looking for better sleep, focus, and energy, check out Healthy Cell, the leading innovator in nutritional supplements for for cell health. Healthy Cell has a product that helps REM sleep, helps you fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM sleep supplement. The only sleep supplement that's designed to support all stages of sleep. And boy, is it needed now during all the stress of the COVID-19 pandemic. So go to healthycell.com and use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for a 20% off your first order of any product from Healthy Cell. I use them every day. I believe in them, and you should too. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
AmericaOutloud.com is the alternative from the agenda-driven globalist. Here, we take on the challenges of our generation so that we can preserve future generations. On-demand podcast or real-time talk radio with our streaming apps on Apple, Android, or Alexa. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. You've rejoined the Constitution Study. And today, well, today's a message I hope never have to bring to you. And that is the tale of America so divided. Not based on politics or science, but based on vaccinations. It's not based on political party. It's based on vaccinations. Now, I've read an interesting story. This came out of Epic Times, and they gave examples, the stories of people who are willing to lose their jobs rather than take the vaccine. And think about it. You have an experimental vaccine. I know there's all the fear-mongering. No, millions of Americans have not died from COVID. No, not even the hundreds of thousands they claim died from COVID. I know as of, several months ago, the CDC admitted that 94% of the deaths they claim were from COVID were actually with COVID, where the person actually had an average of 2.5 additional reasons why they died. COVID was just one of a litany of problems they had. No, this is not the fear. 98% plus of people who get COVID survive. But we don't care. The vaccine hasn't been tested, still in emergency use authorization, but they're still pushing it. And now you have governments and companies demanding it, demanding that people take an experiment, that they voluntarily become experimental subjects as a condition of employment. Dear God, what has happened to America? There's zero evidence that vaccinations will prevent you from getting COVID or that it will prevent you from spreading COVID. They've done studies. The viral load in your nasal passages of the vaccinated and unvaccinated are basically the same. You shed just as much virus if you're vaccinated as if you're unvaccinated. We have people getting COVID once they've been vaccinated. Okay, yeah, maybe your symptoms are not as bad, but you're still getting it, which means you can still spread it. But for this, for the political mantra of you must be vaccinated, people are being asked to make the terrible choice. You know, there was an old comedy gag, right, where somebody walking down the street and a mugger would show up. Your money or your life? Here they're being asked for your health or your way of life, your health or your livelihood. This is immoral on a scale. Again, I keep getting lost for words. The fact that there are people in these companies. Remember, we're talking about companies, but companies aren't just this amorphous thing. People work there. People have made this decision. People in companies, people in governments have made the decision to destroy people's lives if they do not comply with a political mandate. There is no medical science that supports the mass use of these quote-unquote vaccines. None. Zero. Nada. Zip. The only studies they ever drag out are scientifically dubious at best. When you deal with control groups, when you deal with randomization, there is no study that shows any reason why they should mandate these vaccines. There is plenty of evidence, not only that this disease is highly survivable, but that there is simple, effective, time-tested treatments that are effective against COVID-19. In other words, there is no emergency. So the emergency use authorization is itself illegal. It's a violation of federal law. They issued the EUA without there being an actual emergency because there are readily available treatments that have been used in humans for decades. But we don't matter because it's politically advantageous to push the vaccines. So you have people who are wondering, hey, when do I get the axe? People who have worked their entire lives. Quoting one gentleman, he said, I've never been fired from any job in my life. At 52 years old, he says, and to think with a perfect score record out here that I'm actually going to be fired over not taking a shot that I don't feel comfortable taking. I can blame the government, and I rail against the government. This is not simply the government. This is society. This is the American people that are not only making this putting this in forward, but are allowing it to happen. Now, many of these rules have been issued by businesses, which they're legally allowed to. It's immoral, it's evil, but they're legally allowed to, a private business. State and federal governments, those are absolutely illegal, that are requiring workers to take a vaccine, a jab, an experiment, or lose their jobs. And then they have the temerity to say, look, vaccination rates have soared. In fact, I just heard Biden, he was quoting, says, well, the vaccination rates from in one business went from 65% to 95%. Well, duh. First you threatened people's jobs. Then you fired almost everybody who refused to take the vaccine, to take the jab. Voila, vaccination rates are up. No, they're not, you buffoon. You've intimidated some people into getting the vaccine, and you've gotten rid of those who disagree with you. Hey, I got this, Joe Biden. Why don't you try this? Why don't you take a bunch of darts, throw them at the target, and just take away the ones that don't score well and call yourself an ace? That's what they're doing. They're saying, we are going to cheat to make the numbers look good. Because these idiots are more interested in a number, in how things look, than actually helping people live their lives. These demands are not to help the American people. They are to crush the American people. There is one and only one reason I can think of, with all the facts, with all the data, with all the information that is out there. Only one reason why a government or a business would demand the vaccine. That's to control the American people. If you will submit to control, you're allowed to participate. If not, we will crush you. We will push you out of society. We will deny you medical care. How long before they get denied other services as well? In New York City, you're denied the opportunity to go to a baseball game, to go to a restaurant or a movie, unless you comply with their political wishes. This is our version of the Chinese Cultural Revolution. And as bad as it is that there are Americans that are pushing this, promoting this, The fact that so few Americans are standing up to this is what makes me weep for America. We can no longer legitimately call ourselves the land of the free and the home of the brave, because way too many Americans are no longer free. They are subjects of Washington, D.C. They lick the boots of the feds and the stateies, and they are no longer free. And the rest of us, not enough of us are brave to stand up to them, to look the government in the eye and say, no, I don't care, no. I mentioned before, I was subpoenaed to testify in a case, and it was a federal case. So I was actually talking to the U.S. Attorney's Office, and they wanted me to fly somewhere to be part of this case. And I informed them, hey, you know, okay, I'll fly out. I mean, it's my civic duty. You know, the defense has the right to call witnesses in their favor, to compel witnesses in their favor. I don't have a problem with the state compelling witnesses in their favor as well. But when I informed them that I will not get the vaccine, I will not take a COVID test, I will only wear a mask under extreme duress, suddenly they didn't want me to show up anymore. They didn't want to deal with it. It was too much difficulty for them. That's a little bitty thing. But when do we start standing up? When do we look at it and say, you know what? If this business is going to turn its employees into guinea pigs, why am I doing business with them? I've been saying this for a while. Every small business out there that believes in freedom and liberty, that has been grousing and complaining with all the big box stores taking over, here is your opportunity. Put a big sign in your window. Put it on your website. Put it everywhere. We protect your rights. No mask, no vaccine, no problem. I guarantee you, I will walk across the street. I will drive across town to go to a business that says they will protect my rights instead of walking into one that won't. Be it a supermarket, be it a big box store, be it a restaurant, if they demand that their employees be vaccinated, why would you support the tyrants? How are you any different than the Germans who turned and looked the other way while the Nazis massacred millions? How can you look at yourself in the mirror and help these businesses crush your fellow citizens for a political message? Because all this nonsense about, oh, we want to keep our employees healthy, we want to keep everybody, is baloney. It's a lie. Because they cannot prove that it does any such thing. Northwell Health, a health system in New York, fired 1,400 workers. 1,400 workers because they refused to take the jab. And there are thousands more statewide who've been put on unpaid leave because they will not bow to New York State Health Department's mandate that they get vaccinated. And you know what the response of the emperor, or I guess the empress in chief in the state of New York is? We'll call up the National Guard. We'll call it the military. We will remove healthcare workers. We will run up the healthcare numbers. Oh, we have to do something because we're going to overload the healthcare system. Meanwhile, we're going to take thousands of workers out of the healthcare system. And then we'll bring in the military to backstop it. United Airlines is firing almost 600 employees because they refused to comply with a mandate that they be medical experiments. These jabs are a medical experiment on the people of the world. Southwest Airlines announced that they're going to require vaccination for 54,000 people based solely on a press conference from the president in chief, the imbecile in chief. There is, to my knowledge, there is no executive order. That executive order is illegal, but Southwest will not even wait to be ordered. They will run to the head of the line. When are you just going to start pushing Jews into boxcars? People don't like being called Nazis. Well, then stop acting like one. And really, if a press conference from the idiot in the White House can get businesses to require people experiment, allow themselves to be experimented on, what else? What freedoms do you have? If you are not free to control what goes into your body, what freedoms do you have? If the federal government and the state governments can so blatantly can wipe their backsides with the Constitution, this isn't a little, oh, well, no, this is an all-out attack. This is a coup against the Constitution of the United States. If the president can simply say, I'm going to order this, and everybody bows down, we are no longer a constitutional republic. We are not free. We are not brave. We are not a republic. And the American people are sitting by and letting it happen. They are ignoring basic medicine. How can you mandate a vaccine, any drug, any biologic, to someone without knowing their medical history? How can you mandate people that already have immunity because they've had COVID? How can you mandate a vaccine for them? How can you mandate a vaccine to somebody who might have an enhanced risk to certain of the side effects? How? You know how? Because this has nothing to do with medicine. This has everything to do with control. This is evil. Tyranny doesn't begin to cover what is happening in America today. Dictatorships, tyranny, despotism doesn't begin to describe what is happening in America today and what the American people are allowing themselves to be treated as cattle, as experimental subjects. And the American people are simply falling in line. And then I found this one. So apparently there's a lawyer in Pennsylvania that's been getting a boatload of questions. See, when people claim a religious exemption, because there are still some places that still at least pretend that they believe in religious freedom and allow, or at least say they allow, religious exemptions. But if you claim a religious exemption, you have people that are going to push back on your religious exemption. For example, hundreds of employees from a hospital provider, WellSpan Health, got together in Pennsylvania. And they were discussing the mandate and religious exemptions. See, they noted that the usual 6-page form to request a religious exemption is now a 14-page form. So if you work for WellSpan and you want to claim a religious exemption, they're going to ask you questions like, when did you first develop the religious belief that prevents you from receiving the COVID-19 vaccine? Does your religion address fundamental issues such as life or death, the meaning of life, or what happens when a human being dies? If so, please describe those beliefs. Does your religion feature a clergy or other religious leaders? Describe the organization and structure, if any, related to your religion. Does your religious belief require you to abstain from all vaccinations or just COVID-19? Do you belong to an organization related to this religion so much as such as a church, synagogue, mosque, or similar religious organization? If so, please provide the name, address, and telephone number. Oh, so you're going to get the Inquisition if you claim a religious exemption. How about none of your damn business? Whether it's a religious exemption or just a moral one, how about just the fact that this is an experiment? And you cannot deprive me of liberty or property without due process of law. And if you attempt to stick a needle in my arm, that is an imminent threat of death or serious bodily harm. Which means I can use lethal force to defend myself. Do you want to go that route? The form goes on to require third-party verification. Oh, we'll give you a religious exemption. We just don't believe you. It's so much for freedom in America. But it's a corporation. That corporation, that policy was put in place by people. And the people are standing for it. It's no different, you know. Now it's the people, not only the people of Wellspring, of Wellspan, but the people in those areas that are not coming to the defense of their fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters and just neighbors to say, hell no, it's none of your damn business. We have to stop acting like we are subjects of government. We are not. We are its masters. And if a private business wishes to be a petty dictatorial tyrant, I don't want to do business with them. I don't want to work for them. I don't want to support them. I don't want to give them a contract. In fact, I want to do everything I can to put them, legally can, to put them out of business. They're allowed to be in business. I won't, you know, I'm not saying they shouldn't, but if you're going to be evil, I won't do business with you. Period. You know, it's funny because Google's motto was, don't be evil. Well, first of all, Google has become evil. Google does a lot of evil. But why do we look at these businesses that are evil and keep supporting them? Is it because it's convenient? It's because we can't get our butt out of a chair and go to, somewhere else to do this? Is it possible that you can't find a job somewhere else? How about we hire people that lost their jobs because an evil company, evil people at some company said, we are more worried about politics than we are about our employees and our customers. How about we start supporting them? How about we start supporting those people who have lost their jobs? How about we stop mouthing off and we do something? Why do you think I spend so much time training people on their rights and how to defend them, how to assert them, how to do so legally, how to do so forcefully if necessary, but to stop being subjects? And if there's one thing we should have learned through all of this, is that it's time we stop allowing government-created monopolies. I don't have a problem with a private monopoly. If you've got a business that corners the market because you're so good at it, great. As soon as you start falling down, someone will be along to pick up the pieces. But we're sitting here. We are dealing with this because we have a monopoly at the Food and Drug Administration, the organization that is approving these processes, that is approving these emergency use authorizations without sufficient testing, that is claiming that they've approved drugs when they haven't finished the testing, that is lying to the American people. Why is the federal government the only people smart enough to test these things? The answer is they're not, which is why the federal government was never given the authority to create a Food and Drug Administration, never given the legal authority to determine whether or not food or drugs can be sold in this country. Never, ever, 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 ever. That is a lie. What Congress did is a repugnant to the Constitution. It is void. But just as we said, well, you got to let the government do this or you might get bad food or bad drugs. Now they're turning around saying, oh, you must take this because, well, we say so. If you wish to be free, stop listening to the idiots, the bureaucrats in government. They don't suddenly become geniuses because they get a government paycheck. They don't become omnipotent because they get a government ID. They don't suddenly become perfect because you give them a badge. The FDA is unconstitutional. It is illegal. It is immoral. And it's time we find a better way. And it's time the states and the people stand up and strip from the federal government the illegal powers it has assumed to do so publicly, to do so blatantly, to do so with vigor. Because if we do not stand up to the bully will control you for the rest of your life. Whether that's in sixth grade or on your 60th birthday. The federal government is a bully. The FDA is a bully. The CDC is a bully. They're hanging their hat in midair. And it's about time the American people learn this and act accordingly, which is why I'm working on a new project. I'm working on a new Constitution study that's going to be available online and in a few limited locations. Now, I'm still working on it, but I wanted to give you a little head start because I want you to keep your ears open. I want to train the American people to know what their rights are, to recognize when they're violated, and be properly prepared to defend and assert them. So please keep listening, keep following, check out theconstitutionstudy.com, sign up for the newsletter, and you will find out as soon as this becomes available. I will notify you as soon as as the announcement is ready, as soon as I'm ready to go. Just sign up for the newsletter. You'll get notified. This is critical information. This is how we remain free people, citizens of a republic, not subjects of a totalitarian despotism. So check out constitutionstudy.com, sign up for the newsletter. When the new Constitution study comes, it's going to start out with a Bill of Rights study. When that comes out, be ready, be prepared, get engaged. Read the Constitution. Write down your questions. Go to constitutionstudy.com, click Ask a Question. Ask your questions. Join me on my live Q&A. You can sign up at constitutionstudy.com, or you can find me on YouTube, Twitter, hopefully soon on Rumble as well. Let's do this. Let's stop looking for someone to save us from government. Let's learn how to save ourselves from government. To recognize that we, the people, ordained and established the Constitution that created the federal government. That we, the people, ordained and established the constitutions that created our states. That they do not rule over us. They are there to serve us. And if they won't, well, we'll just get rid of them and hire people that will fulfill their oath. Now, all of my shows typically go to podcast a day or two after the broadcast is heard on the radio. You can find them on Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, iHeart, or basically anywhere you get a podcast. And if you would do me a favor, go to Apple Podcasts, leave me a rating and review, and then come back here next time for the Constitution Study.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors, and have a few good friends. Every day.